AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The death toll from today's powerful earthquake in Nepal has risen to at least 1,800 and could go higher as rescue teams search through the rubble.
Rescue teams are now busy removing the rubble, trying to save people, but really they have a big battle at hand because it's a mountainous area and reaching remote areas would not be very easy. And with the weatherman predicting some rain, tomorrow is going to be a very challenging and difficult day for them.
AP correspondent Ashok Sharma reports an avalanche triggered by the 7.8 magnitude quake swept hikers and their guides to their deaths on Mount Everest.
It has killed at least 10 climbers and guides, hitting a section of the mountaineering base camp and leaving an unknown number of people injured and missing.
Dan Fredenberg, a Google executive who described himself as an adventurer, is among the dead. Google confirms Fredenberg was with three other Google employees hiking on Mount Everest. The other three are safe. Fredenberg served as product manager and the head of privacy at Google X. Civil rights activist Al Sharpton is weighing in on the death of a young black man at the hands of police in Baltimore.
A glaring example of what we've been talking about, and that is, how do you have a young man at best die in police custody, and at worst maybe police caused a spinal cord injury?
The biggest march to date on behalf of Freddie Gray was held today in Baltimore. Protesters chanting in front of a police barricade in the Inner Harbor. Fans at tonight's baseball game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox were asked to stay inside Camden Yards after a small group of protesters turned violent. They have now been cleared from an intersection. This is AP Radio News. The Islanders came through with a must-win tonight to force a seventh and deciding hockey game with the Capitals in their NHL playoff series.
The New York Islanders and Washington Capitals are all tied up at three games apiece as New York took Game 6 at home 3-1. Islander captain John Tavares scored in the first period, and Nikolai Kuhlman scored the eventual game winner in the third, breaking a 1-1 tie. Cal Clutterbuck sealed it for New York with an empty netter with less than a minute to go. John Carlson had the only Capital goal. The series now shifts back to Washington for a deciding Game 7. Winner takes on the Rangers in the second round. Matt Morrow, Uniondale, New York.
Get ready for a healthy dose of political barbs and some celebrity gazing in the nation's capital. If it's spring in Washington, it's time for the White House Correspondent Association's annual dinner. President Obama is there. He's expected to speak in a few minutes. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big.